I wanted to talk about the mitzvah Tashlumin. I was actually looking over the sugya with my brother-in-law. We put together something I think very nice. You know what I mean? So it's a good for a few reasons methodologically. It's a great sugya. It's Tashlumin. It's a little bit of a lighter sugya, but it's a good sugya methodologically in terms of reading as well conceptually how to put together sugya. Take a look at the Mishnah. We'll start with the Mishnah and over here in Daf Chavah from the beginning. Just to get into the sugya, it'll take a few minutes, but there's a lot of really important stuff to work along the way, so, you know, it'll take us a minute to get into the sugya, but it pays to make contextual and conceptual observations along the way. The Mishnah says, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzor Shav Yehuda Omer Ad Dal Shav. What's the first interesting comment to make on such a line like this? What points would you want to make? What comments, what thoughts, anything worthwhile noting? Feel free to... No? One comment that I expect you to get, one comment that I wouldn't expect you to get. Number one of the finest machlokas. Why would you say Chatzos? Why would you say Rabbi Yehuda? What's finest machlokas? What's the svar to say? What's the svar to each shita? Number one. Number two is, it's interesting. What would you call the title of this line, or maybe even the title of the Mishnah? What would you call it? Yeah, when you're supposed to daven, particularly this line when you're supposed to daven shachar, right? Not just about tefillah shachar in general, but the question is when. Now, why is that a poor title? Why is that not the right title? Oh, okay, so money tefillos, right? Why is that a poor title? What? One of the best tricks in learning is if you ask yourself what the title of this Mishnah is and it doesn't fit, it's worthwhile to retitle it. The title should be Zmanei Tefila, right? Problem is, it only deals with the Sof Zmanei Tefila. Doesn't tell me when Shachar starts, doesn't tell me when Mincha starts, when Maariv starts. We'll see in a second. It's surprising, because if you want to give me information about the Zmanei Tefila, you should have given me what? Both. Worthwhile to note that. I don't know why, but Rebbe, who wasn't just doing it by chance, in other words, he put thought into these Mishnahis, and he intentionally did this. He was making a point. What the point is, it's not my business, not my topic. But when you're reading a Mishnah like this, it's worthwhile to think and understand like what's going on. It's also worthwhile to talk about the order, Shachar Mincha Maariv. What could have been an alternative order? Maariv Shachar Mincha. Because that's the flow of the day. Okay. Next. Tefilas HaMincha Ad HaErev Yehuda Amrat Plag HaMincha. Any comments about this? What comments would you make? What is Plag HaMincha? Okay, it's a fair point. Yeah, not so clear. What? What is Ad HaErev? That's also not so clear. What? It also doesn't mention the starting point. What's behind the machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim is also a fair, worthwhile question. And more so, is it just by chance that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about the Sof Zman Shachar and the Sof Zman Mincha? Or maybe there's somehow one thread that what? Kind of ties both issues together. There's really one machlokas with two ramifications. Okay, next. Tfilas HaErev Ein Lo Keva. Right away, what should you notice? What does that mean? There's got to be an end. I can't daven Maariv now. But it's a funny phraseology, no? If you want to say there's no end, or which is not true, then say that. Ein Lo Keva means it has no permanence to it. What the heck does that mean? Is that even a Sof Zman? Is Ein Lo Keva mean? Is that even the same thing? What does that even mean? Okay, again, not our business right now. We're not talking about this. We're just reading to get into the sugya. Next. Shel Mustafim Kol Hayom. And maybe even Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Zayin Shos. You know what comments would you make on the last line of the Mishnah? Carbon Musaf. That's not so tough to figure out. What? What? The Chachamim, I assume, is Shel Mustafim Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Maybe disagrees. It's a parenthesis. So is there a machlokas, number one? Number two, what? Well, does Kol Hayom include Laila? That's a fair point. I was bothered by the different linguistic point, which is, until now we said, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. What would you have expected? Tfilas HaMusaf Ad? I don't know, Ein Lasof, or Kol Hayom, or whatnot. The fact that Shel Musafin textually begins to indicate that what? It's somewhat different. Maybe even conceptually different. For example,
There are many posts out there who believe women are chayavim three out of the four tefillah, Shachas, Mincha, Maariv, Patur, and Mosav, because it's much different than the other ones. There are many posts out there who believe there's no tashlumin for Mosav. Tosfos actually says that. It's not like 2 days in Meiri. How similar is Mosav to the other tefillahs? On one hand, it's a tefillah, pretty similar. On the other hand, it's only once a week. It's more connected to the karbanos, etc., etc. So it could be that textual difference may reflect a conceptual difference. And once you learn how to read texts properly, all sorts of new ideas will shoot out. Let's start thinking about it. So far, so good? Nothing fancy. I'm just reading, and I didn't answer any questions. This is just the key so far. We'll get to it in a minute. That will be him. Write the Gemara like this. Ureminhu mitzvah semanei techama kadeshes mechvul tefillah b'nefes mispa'al bayom. The Gemara is a contradiction. What's the stira? What's the kasha? Not exactly. No. The kasha is like this. The Mishnah says, when's the latest time to daven? Chatzos. According to this Bryce, when's the latest time to daven? Vasikin. When's the self smart? Now, by the way, it's interesting to think that the Gemara, in order to ask it, what's the Teres, by the way? It's interesting to point out that the Gemara didn't know that at the time. The Gemara really had a havamina that what? Vasikin was not just lechachila, it was b'diyah. In other words, if you didn't daven vasikin, one would have thought, your mamish not yotze. Interesting havamina. What's the maskana? So the truth is, it's not exactly clear what the maskana is. We'll see, let's read the Gemara.
Are you
then I wouldn't have a kasha. The Gemara uses the word urmin, which means it's really a kasha. The Gemara thought there was a kasha. The Gemara says, hey, wait up, there's a contradiction over here. If some people, you know, wear red shirts, but the halacha says you can wear any color shirt you want, it's not a stira. It's only if in other words, they believe you have to wear red shirts, and someone else says you can wear it. In other words, if they choose to, that's not a stira. The whole point is the kasha here. I couldn't imagine the kasha otherwise.
No, then the answer
is Kitanya Hayil Vasikin, Dam Yokan Vasikin Haigom Rosenetzacham of Kulyal Marchatzos. What's the answer? Those are for Vasikin specifically. Exactly, you know, is that only a bonus for them? Is it only Lechadchila B'diavet? Is it only, in other words, there's even a difference between those two. Is it Lechadchila one should do it? But B'diavet or Yotze if not? Or is it even, no, even Lechadchila you don't have to. It's a Chumra Ba'alma to do it. Or it could even be other possibilities. There's a larger discussion about this. I'm going to leave it short because I'm short on time. Then the Gemara says, Betula. What's Betula? Is that really it? You can only dive until Chatzos? I'm Rav Mari, Bereid Rav Nahuna, Bereid Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, I'm Rav Yochanan. Tov lo espal aris espal b'shachar shtayim. Shachar espal b'mincha shtayim. What's the Gemara's next kasha? And this is already going to be our topic, which is Tashlumin. What's the Gemara's next kasha? Right. Two interesting observations to make. Number one is
equating the Tov
from the state. Okay, yeah.
And then totally okay.
Correct. It's the number one is the Gemara really thinks Rav Yochanan's din is that the sosman of shachris is not really chatzos, it's really when? Yeah, later on, till mincha. You can just daven later on. Even lechadchila, you can just daven tashlumin. There was a kid in high school who used to do that. He was wrong. But maybe he'll like to have me, I don't know. In other words, the Gemara really thinks that there's a kasha. Is it really? And that's one point. Number two is just in terms of sometimes you think the Gemara has a bunch of kashas.
The Gemara is really structured really well. The Gemara says you have under the Mishnah that you have until chatzos. What's the first kasha? No, you don't. You have only until. Hey, what's the second kasha? You have even until mincha, to be the shita. In other words. Chatzos is to make him. No, it's not. It's to machmir. In other words, sometimes you read kashas in the Gemara, you just think they're random stiras, when in actuality, the Gemara is hitting the chatzosing from both sides. You follow that point? In any event, Shmuel's point, the real one that's going to be relevant for us, which is, the Gemara's have a meaning is that if a person wants to do what? That is Hashlumin, they can just go ahead and do it. Now it's going to be the Maskana. Now it's going to be critical to have to figure out, what about that have a meaning gets rejected? Let's work on that right now. What about that have a meaning gets rejected? So the Gemara says, Kuleyomi must leave Azul. I'm sorry, you can daven all day long. Ad chatzos, you have it, lishchar tzvila bizman, mikam ve'elach, shchar tzvila bizman, you have it, shchar tzvila, you have it, lishchar bizman, lo, you have it. What does the Gemara answer? If you daven until chatzos, you get two things. One, number one, it's shchar tzvila, number two, it's shchar tzvila bizman. You daven afterwards, you only get shchar tzvila. Now, the Havamina is very interesting. The Havamina, number one is that you can daven even chakras until when? Until Shia, i.e. Shas Mincha. You can even do that. Number one. And number two is what? It counts as a Rio Shas. You follow that? Number one is you can even do it later. Number two is not only can you do it later, it's a real chakras. How do I know it's a real chakras? Because the Gemara's kasha was, don't tell me chakras is only until chatzos, you can extend it all the way down until Shkia. Now the question is, what's the maskan? This happened to be a big one into assumption. What's the maskan over here? Maskan is going to be one of two, and this is going to open up the major hakir, which we'll deal with in a little bit. Which is the answer no? If you're not that, in other words, is the answer no? The maskan is what?
Or maybe no.
Yeah, correct. Either we're saying, number one, if you can daven shachris l'chadchila late and it even counts as a shachris, kamash melon, what? It's not l'chadchila, it's only b'dyevet. It's a late shachris, a late shachris, in other words, and it's not really ideal because you only get tzchar tzvila, but not tzchar tzvila bizmana, it's kind of like a tier two, right? You only get tzchar tzvila. Or, one can suggest a totally different shah, which is, it's not even a chakras anymore, rather, what is it? It's what? Yeah, a brand new din chadash, which is called Hashlumei Chakras, they may call it a second mincha. You follow that? In other words, the Gemara says, can't you daven chakras later and it's the same thing? The answer is, no, it's not the same thing, or you can't even daven chakras later. You say the other one. Can't you daven chakras later and it's the same thing? The answer is, it's not, I'm sorry, can't you daven chakras later and it's a chakras, which is just as good? No, it's not a chakras, or it is a chakras, but it's not just as good. And this is essentially the major hakil. We'll get back to the text, but conceptually, there are two ways of understanding Tashlumin. And just on a methodological level, it makes a lot of sense. One is that it's a brand new halacha, it's a din chadash. The other two is it's a late shachris, lamashal. A lot of high school guys do this today, so let's say you tell your teacher, you know, I need an extension on my book report. It's the same old book report, just later. Alternatively, you fail the book report, you need extra credit, you say, can I have a new assignment? In other words, is it the same old chakras just from extended time period, or is it a brand new din? Just in a different way to conceive it, just to help sharpen the sorrow. Any time, methodologically speaking, you ever have a halacha that looks very similar to another halacha, but there are small changes about it, you have to ask yourself, is it the same old halacha with just small changes, or do those old small changes reflect the major difference in the halacha? You follow that? Meaning, is it really a chakras just later with a small difference, or because it's late, it can't be a chakras anymore, and therefore, Menela, it's a second mincha. Let's read that inside the words of the Gemara. We'll keep this in mind as we read, but there's going to be a lot of great textual support both ways, and hopefully at the end, I'm going to have a creative chat. I think you guys are going to like it a lot. Let's go a little bit.
Again, I'm going back up. I'm Rav Yochanan. Tavlos bal arvis misbal the shachar shtayim shachs mincha shtayim kuliyal. Good. Take a step right back. You saw Rav Yochanan's statement that he missed shach, maybe he missed ma'ar v'gav shach. Let's try to miss shach v'gav mincha twice. So, any comments to make on that regarding this or in general?
Why does that mean?
Which what?
Once you say he's about Mara twice,
just mean Mara then. Well, the truth is, it's a stronger question to ask it if you mention that and you forgot Mara and got chakras. If you got chakras, you'd have mincha twice. What should be the next statement I should say? If you get mincha, what happens if you make mincha? We'll get that. That's the next few Mara. Hold on to that. The Rajma makes a great deal. Which way does it go? Is it two minchas or is it a late shachris? What's the deal? It's two minchas. What lashon shows me that? From the Gemara. The words of the Gemara. Which words Rabbi Yochanan pointed out? Yeah? Shtayim. Daven mincha shtayim. You daven. That's exactly the Rajma's deal. That's exactly the Rajma's deal. Then the Gemara just repeated our answer. The Gemara had said, what do those words sound more like?
One.
Day number one. It is schar tefila, it's just not schar tefila, bizman. It sounds like it's the same old tefila, just not bizman. And then Man Yishad will make a deal over there based on those words. I'll show you in a second. No. How would the Rajba read those words? How would the Rajba read the words of Schar Tefila Bizman?
Yeah,
that was the
right.
How would the Rajba read those words, Schar Tefila Bizman?
No.
Lo Yahavile, what does that do?
Not say Schar Tefila of Shabbat, it means Schar Tefila.
I would say it better. Schar Tefila Bizman, Lo Yahavile, why not? Because it's not a Shabbat. In Lavish terminology, what do we call that? What's the difference between those two ways of reading the Gemara? One is Sim and one is Siba. Okay, don't feel bad, you guys. You got from Shmuel. Maybe Carton. Most of the guys. Yeah. Most of the guys use the share. They're saying, yeah, I just push this. You'll pick up my terminology a little bit as time goes on. It shouldn't feel bad. There's two Lavish terminologies. One is called Siba, one is called the Sim. Siba means it's the reason for it. Simen means it's a proof that it's true. It's a sign. I'm not explaining to you why it's true, I'm just proving it. Or I'm describing it. Or I'm giving a sign that it's true. That was the reason. Which one is the Gemara doing here? Schar tefila Yahavile, Schar tefila Bizman, Lo Yahavile. Which one is it? Exactly. It's machloket between the first way and the second way. According to the Rajma, it's just the sim. Because, in other words, it's a sign that it's not a real shachris. Because, what's the best proof it's not a shachris? You're not getting scarred for doing it in the Zman HaShach. According to the other Shita, it is a shachris, it's just not Bizman. My point is that both Stadim and Hakira, A, jump and fit into the word, and more than that, jump out of the text. Sometimes when people develop hakiras, they just shoot out spars out of thin air. Not a bad approach, but I think the better one is to see it jumping off the words of the Gemara. The Gemara had asked, a great havami, which is true. The answer depends on how you read. The Rashi has a great raya, that's shtah. Over here we have a great answer, schar tefila b'havami. How the Rashi read that. So again, you want to develop not just the spars, but in the texts. Let's read a little bit more Gemara, and then I'll go back and put a few more nafiminis to this hakira. Just finish up the Gemara, quickly. No, it's a great cash. Hold on to it. It's an excellent cash. Your cash is. Oh, hold on to it. It's the Gemara actually leaves that as a tzarachim. It leaves it as a cash. The Rishonim answer it, and according to the Rishonim who answer it, you may have a rai one way or the other. And if you're not, you can hold on to that right now. Let's go back. The Gemara is like this. Yivayu who this akasha. Tov v'lo mispal mincha maushis pal arvus. Imkim salom etavis v'lo spal arvus mispal shachar shtayim shem t'chad yom hu zesnev ayev ayvoke yom echad. Aval hafet v'lo t'malkim karban hu v'kem d'ar v'yom apatzol karbano. On one hand, if you miss mincha at the end of the day, and just like a karban If it's over Zmano, Batul Kavano, so too this is over Yomer Batul Kavano. It's funny, it's not the exact same, but leave that aside for now. You missed your time period, the window of opportunity is over. It's the end of the day. Vayyar Vayyavokya. Odil Malkevin de Talus, Erachim, he called him as Devoy Matzli Bazi. What's the Gemara's next kasha? Since Rabbi Yochanan taught about what?
No. Since Rabbi Yochanan spoke about marriage, we miss marriage, we have in Shachris twice, and we miss Shachris, we have in Mincha twice, or later once, whatever it is. That was not that bad.
What happens if you miss Mincha?
What happens if you miss Mincha?
Rabbi Yochanan never said that. Isn't it shocking that Rabbi Yochanan never said that? Number one. And number two, let's read the Gemara's answer. Watch this.
Tashma dam Rav Huna, bar Rav Yehuda, dam Rav Yitzhak, am Rav Yochanan, ta v'los, bal mincha mispal arvis shtayim, ve'em v'zeh mishim av yomer batzol krabano.
What's really surprising about the answer? Rav Yochanan himself said it. It's almost, in other words, Rav Yochanan authored two statements. Number one, if you miss Marav Shachris, what's the day? Tashlum. There's another halach. You miss mincha, there's tashlumin as well. What's the obvious problem? Why did Rabbi Yochanan break his statement into two different parts, specifically leaving out the most vague one that the Gemara didn't know the answer to it until he came along and offered a second answer? You follow that? Now the truth is, if you're not textually sensitive, you wouldn't notice this. But it's important to realize, A, Rabbi Yochanan is telling me two different things. Yet, seemingly, totally unnecessary. Why not just make one statement saying there is tashlumin for Marav Shachris and Mincha? Why would anyone say there's tashlumin for Marav and Shachris, not talk about tashlumin for Mincha? A, you should mention everything, but B, it's the one that's most cryptic because it's at the end of the day, to the point where the Gemara doesn't know the answer. Then the Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you the answer, and from Yochanan himself who said it. Hold on to that cash, I'll get back in a second.
You following over here? You good with me, yeah? After we're doing here? After
okay. So just to develop this chakir a little further, which I think will really help out our understanding of Tashlumin, this machlokis, the Rajma versus other people, comes up in the following scenario. Let's say a person misses chakras. So when's the latest time you left without the chakras? Either 10 or 12 o'clock. Let's say a person misses even 12 o'clock. This is even chatzos. What halach is both the daven? Tashlum.
What happens if you daven shachar between 12 o'clock and 12:30? Why 12:30? What's 12:30?
That's the earliest mincha. Mincha gedola starts at sheish b'chetzi. Shows 12:30. Can you daven tashlum is shachar is when? Between 12 and 12:30. Good question, right? What's the dependent line for?
No.
Correct. If it's a brand new tefillah, if it's a second mincha, when would you do it? Yeah, for sure, it's 12:30, just like the first mincha. However, if it's an extension, so then what? Of course you can go all the way through. Which way do you think the Rajba writes? The Rajba writes you can't do it at 12 until 12:30, Lishitasa. Many other Rishonim, most likely, the Rashba learns you cannot daven, you know, don't daven then. And the Riv, according to Beis Yosef, the Rambam, I'm sorry, the Riv, the Rambam, the Rashba makes a point to Beis Yosef. I've heard him point out that this is a shot and that you actually can daven then. L'chor, what's behind this machlok Rishon? Can you do chatzos? Can you daven between 12 and 12:30 after chatzos before mincha gedola? Gufo arach hakir, depends if it's a later shah, or is there a fit say, new mincha? Which way does Rashi go?
There's a real great deal in Rashi.
Take a look at the Rashi's on the page. If you can figure out which Rashi is, I'll be very impressed. If not, I'll play with the Rashi, you can make the deal on your own. It's not so pushy, but there's a shita called a Stay El Yo. I thought we had a very nice deal in Rashi. Yeah? Correct. What did he say? Exactly. When Rashi says you're supposed to daven twice, daven you tashlum in bimincha, how does Rashi translate bimincha? Achar chatzos. That means what?
Later.
You can do your, it's a late Shabbos, that's exactly what the Elio and the Chief of Rashi is. And therefore, look, you have a major machlokas is showing them over here. Others do it as well. As how to understand the din of Hashlum, and is it a later Shabbos or the brand new din? Another napkin. You ready? There's a halacha that's called Maravit Rishos. Maravit Rishos. Truth, many Rishon actually talk about that in our Sukkah. Not discussed right now, but Maravit Rishos. What does that even mean? Good question. Does it mean totally optional? Some should say yes. Some should say that it was optional, but we've taken it upon ourselves. Close to that, we should hear that if you, it only it means it's the ultimate loser. It's the biggest loser. That's my story. When I was out the, what do you call it, the program, one of the half kids, it's like a kid, it's a Chassidish kid from Blazer. But Chassidish kid, they call him loser. He was playing like one of those games in Great Adventure, like, you know, like a basketball. You know, he like this. I'm like, come on, loser. The lady by the desk felt so bad. Just being like a ball of prey. Take a prize. You're not a loser. You're a winner. You know, like, that's so funny on my head. In any event, better before I said it. Okay. Some people say, Marav is a reshus. It means it loses to all mitzvahs. You have a confrontation between one mitzvah versus Marav, always do, the mitzvah that's not Marav. Because Marav is a reshus. It means you're high to do it, but it loses to everything else. Whatever Marav means, whatever reshus means, it means something. Parenthetically, I'll mention for 30 seconds. Maybe actually have the sheet to make the Panar Gemara. If you miss Marav, you have it two tashlumins, two shachases. Well, if Marav is a reshus, then what? And it was totally optional, what? For some Rishon, the Taka said, the professor right here says, this Gemara is only according to the opinion of Marav Zachov and not reshus. Others say, no, of course it doesn't mean that, but it means something else. Whatever Marav means, it means something. Here's the case, ready? Let's say you forgot Mincha, and now you have to daven what? Marav. Certainly the first Marav which counts in Tashlumin is the Rishus. What question is worthwhile to ask? What about the second Marav? The second Marav, which is really a Tashlumin for Mincha. Is the second Marav? Is it a Rishos or is it a Chofat? Machlok is the Rishash versus the Slach. Machlok is the Rishash versus the Slach. Says the Rishash, both Marav and Hashlumin for Mincha are Rishos. Each one is Rishos. And the Slach says, no, only Marav is, but not Hashlumin, because that's really a late. Bechor, it's the exact same Machlok. And then one can imagine the exact same Machlok. Again, if you miss Marav, you've got two Shachrises. The first one counts as Shachas, but the second one counts as the Marav. Is that a Rishus or is that a Chova? That's Lachar and Nafkamina as well. Nafkamina number four. Nafkamina number four, what? We'll get there. Watch right here. Watch. You ready? Two interesting Shalos on Shabbos. Number one, there's a halacha that we daven Marav every day of the week without any Tashlumin at all, without any Chadar Shas rather. On Friday night, there's this little small, it's called the A. You know what it is? It's funny because it starts off Brokha Shem Lokenu, Bel Kehav, Tino Kehav, Raham Lokes, Tino Kehav, Tino Kehav, okay, like a dog, and you're running around here, right? What does it sound like? So, the halacha is, let's just say you walk in late tomorrow, and you didn't dab it, you can be Yotze Davri Marav with what? With this tefillah me'ein sheva. That's halacha. If you want to use this tefillah me'ein sheva, you can be Yotze. You got it? Again, you walk in late, your mamash, you don't know, you can count the me'ein sheva. You don't know how to daven. First, doesn't have a stint in their own shmer. You can be Yotze with me'ein sheva. What question could you ask? If a person walks in late to shul and misses mincha, Davin's Marav with the tzibur, can he be Yotze his? Tashlumei Mincha with what? Correct. That's Machlok the Tzibur Gazin versus the Mario. What's my Machlok? Yes? According to the Pre-Moshe, I'm sorry, according to the Prima Gazin, what's the din? You cannot do it. According to the Mahariel, you can. You know what's the lungs over here? No? Yeah? if it's a later mincha, then what? And you say you can't, because it only counts for ma'ariv, it doesn't count for a mincha. However, if it's two ma'arivs, then what? The prima gadol, Bukhar learns like the Tzlap, or the Maharil learns like the Rashash, etc. Next. Let that person miss his Shabbos morning, and has to daven two minchas. Does the machlokas post it, what should one daven? Should one daven atah echad? Twice. Or should one say first atah echad, and only afterwards say yismach Moshe? So how do we pass in halacha ma'aser rov? Folks, we pass in this way. Which way do you think the prima gadol is going to pass in? It comes at the second shot. Why? Because he believes essentially it's a late chakra, so of course you're going to say it's not Moshe because it's the matveh atfilah for chakras, which is l'shitasa over here. Things work out very nicely. One more quick napkinina. Quickly, what do you got? If you miss chakras, let me down Moshe. If you miss chakras, and now you have to down Moshe. Good question. Probably you don't. Musaf is probably not in the realm of Hashlumin because of its unique nature. Musaf is much more connected to Karbanos. What that actually mission is that, but quickly, yeah. Hold on. You want to know I'm not going to ask that question yet. I'm here. I'm going to answer your question, but I don't know. I'll be able to answer it afterwards. I got to move. Okay. Women. Are women chayiv tefillah? So there's actually several shikas of women chayiv tefillah. Some folks say women chayiv in shachar, mincha, and musaf. I think the Magen Dvorim say that. Other folks say women only chayiv in shachar, mincha, and putter from musaf. That shikas of the day, as well as others. Some should say women chayiv in shachar, and mincha. That's how most Ashkenazim pass the Mishnah Berurah holds that women chayiv in shachar, and mincha. Some say only chayiv in shachar, or not even once a day. From a bad Yosef said that most party we followed up Sack. Many Ashkenazim actually followed up Sack, but I went through it in the name of Eliashiv as well. The Magen Avraham is even more big. They don't even need to have a whole tefillah. They don't have to have any shout, bakash, and hodah. Anybody didn't have to be in order. We followed the Mishnah Berurah. That women are chayiv in, shachris, and mincha. Yeah? Yeah. If a woman is a shachris that you want to do kashlumin, what would you do? Not in mincha. Let's say she misses mincha. How would she do kashlum? So there are three possibilities. What are they? Number one, she daven two shachrises the next morning. Right? Number two is she daven one ma'ariv. Number two is she daven two ma'ariv. Halak l'maisin is the din. What this verse should have two shachris is because when she's punted from ma'ariv, it's what? Not just the pitur, but she's mamish mukh, but ma'ariv is not even shachris shayach, it's not even in her cycle, it's not even chayv in her rotation. She's not connected to ma'ariv. So if she misses it, next time she daven the shachris. What does this verse say one ma'ariv? It's a late mincha, it's an extension of the time. So what does this verse say two ma'arivs? There's a brand new din that if you miss mincha, now you can't daven the second marriage. The only way to get a second marriage is if you daven the first marriage. Next, not for me. Just while I'm summing up, like two more quick ones. Let's say you miss marriage, and then you daven. You just have to daven two shachris. Yep, you have to daven two shachris. If you miss marriage, you daven one chakras, can you daven your tashlumin, not at the immediately next time slot, but when? Later on? I missed up Yibam, last week I missed Mar. I'll daven 2 minchas today. Could you do that, or you only have the adjacent slot? So my slot is 2 days in Talmid Rabbinion. One sheet just says you only have the adjacent slot, one sheet just says what? You can go as long as you want. Now, for many, many years, Achronim want to tie this machlok to the Arachat Yudin. When I first heard it, I didn't understand it at all. For years, I didn't understand it. I thought, if it's a brand new halacha, so maybe it applies to many. Maybe it only applies to one. If it's an extension of Zman, maybe it's one extension, maybe it has numerous extensions. I thought it didn't link up at all. I'm not convinced that it does. However, potentially one could imagine that. We're going to be a few minutes later with the Chazal. Come to it, but Potentially, one could think it links up. Why? If it's a brand new din, so Mehecha Casey, I have no precedent to know that there's any such thing as Tashlumin on a din chadash. I only heard of Tashlumin on a regular tefillah. And therefore, if Tashlumin is a regular tefillah, it's more likely that there'll be a Tashlumin on a Tashlumin. Because Tashlumin just means I can extend the time slot one more. I'm going to be, come 7 minutes late though, but yeah. Maybe one could suggest if it's a din chadash, i.e. it's two minchas, then the din would be what? You would only have the next time slot. However, if it's an extension, if it's the shachris mucheret, the late shachris, then the chora, you could even do it later on. I'm not convinced that that's correct, but I think it's nice. Give me 1 second. One more nafkamina, akasha, and then a blow edge. Another nafkamina, just while I'm shooting out. There's many, many more nafkamina. I cut out like half of them because, you know, at some point in time, you got the point already. One more quick nafkamina. There's halacha. Let's say I miss shachris. Now I'm supposed to daven what? No? I'm supposed to daven mincha twice. Tashlumin and mincha. Do I have to daven the two tefillos adjacent to each other, or can I daven at any time during that slot? Again, I miss shachris. Let them daven at 2 o'clock mincha. Should I daven my tashlumin at 2 o'clock, specifically right afterwards, or can I daven it any point in time? The answer is the machlokas rishonim. What does it depend upon? Aruch HaKira, as well as it's an extension of time, the lechora shouldn't make a difference. However, if it's a second mincha, well then, not necessarily, but there's more of a reason to argue or understand that it really is two minchas. It could be you only have that opportunity to do a din chadash when it's specifically at mincha time. Okay. Is that it? There's a major kasha, this was Carton alluded to earlier on, which is if it's an extension of shachris, with a late shachris, if it's a new din of mincha, I understand why the regular din of mincha comes first. Because I've only made that opportunity, created a brand new halakha. I can do it dafka after mincha. They only created this new din once a mincha was already done. I can only daven tashlumin once it was already done. However, if it's a late shachris, it shouldn't really make a difference whether or not I daven the tashlumin before or after. And yet, halakha maisa what? We do daven first the tefillah b'shaita, and only afterwards do we daven the tashlumin. Now the truth is, some posts say, Kaja Mashem, Kaja, Kaja, Kaja. The Levush, I think, writes like that. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, what are you talking about? Kaja Mashem, Kaja, Kaja, Kaja. It means Lechachila, not B'dieved. In other words, it shouldn't mean if you do it the wrong way, you're not Yotzeh. Well, are you really not Yotzeh? It's not so clear. The Gemara on the next daf leaves it after Tzarachin has a question. And Rishon, I think they answer it. We're going to leave that point aside for a second. But you should know there is an issue such as that, it's the issue of order, according to the first Tzadik HaKiva. Okay. One last sheet, and then I'm going to hopefully, I think you'll like the chat. I hope so. There's an unbelievable sheet of the Bahag. The Tor quotes the Bahag to say as follows. If a person misses Ma'ariv, he can make up Shachris, he can make his Tashlumin by Shachris or by Mincha. If a person misses Shachris, they can do a Tashlumin by Mincha. If a person misses Mincha, they can do a Tashlumin by Ma'ariv. Or another way. If you miss Shachris or Mincha, if you miss Shachris or Mincha, you have one time slot to make it up. However, if you miss Ma'ariv, you have what? Two time slots. And now the question becomes, what's the svara? If there's one time slot, that makes sense for all three. If there's two time slots, it should be for all three as well. What manishtana marid from shachris and mincha, insofar as that what? Marid has two time slots to make up the missed tefillah. You got the cash on the Bahag? Whoever's with me from the beginning, that's just something like 10 minutes and do a kazar. No, okay, I'm not, I just made sure. Shmuel, you got the cash on? You got the cash on? Did you have it? No,
show me that the opiate volunteer is Mari's got the whole, you've got the whole thing.
Correct. Day.
Okay. Whereas Minchah is already another day.
So if you miss Minchah, you don't have to put Halacha until the end of the day, then when you miss Minchah, what?
Should be
able to do the answer?
Mari's the next month, so you both will be able to do the
answer. Better. Before the Baha'i believe that there are two demons to Tashlom. There are two models. There's two different models of Tashlum. Model number one is what? Ad Sof Hayom. Model number two is what? The next time slot. Time slot Haba. The next time slot. In other words, there are actually two halachas. What is halacha you have until the end of the day? Because it's l'chora, a late shacharis. You can extend the late shacharis even to a late mincha ad sof hayom. However, if you miss that takes care. If you miss ma'ariv, you can do it shacharis or mincha. If you miss shacharis until mincha, but if you miss mincha, then what? You only have the next time slot, which is a different halacha. Why is it so unbelievably perceptive of the Baha'i? Why is it brilliant? Why is the Baha'i unbelievably helpful? Why is it so nice? Right. Excellent. Do you want to know why Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha in two different statements? Do you want to know why? Because really it's two different halachas. What's the first halacha? If you miss Ma'ariv or Shacharis, and that is what? Ad Sof Hayom. However, if what? If you miss Mincha, there's a separate halacha, which is, I think that's nice, I got two more little bonuses on this. That's brilliant, by the way. Because you start out thinking, there's no good reason in the world Rabbi Yochanan would have done this, and you walk out thinking, there's no better way Rabbi Yochanan could have done this. It's a full 180. You start thinking, why in the world Rabbi Yochanan? It's cryptic, it's vague, it's misleading, it's unclear. The answer is, there's nothing more clear, there's nothing better. If this is true, two more little nekudas come out. Take a look at the Gemara's question after the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Let's look at it again. Ibar lo. Tav lo hispal mincha mahu shispal arvishtayim. Imtim talomer tav lo hispal arvish hispal shachat mishum dechad yomahu. What's the reason why? Ad Sof Hayom, Dichsiv Vayera Vayivoker. What better pasuk is there to teach me that? It's what? Ad Sof Hayom. Aval Hachatzfil B'Malkum Karben He V'Kevin D'Avi Yara Batal Kavana. Oh, however, well, maybe you have Ad Sof Hayom. Oh, Dilma Kevin D'Taluz Arachmi Kol Emes D'Vay Matzav Avi. Point number two is, when the Gemara phrased the question, it used the perfect words. The perfect terminology is what the Gemara says. On one hand, it's Ad Sof Hayom. On the other hand, there's a new halach, which is not Ad Sof Hayom. It's because Tzila is Rachamen, and therefore maybe there's a second then of a new time slot. One more last textual observation, which brings this home unbelievably well. Take a look at Rabbi Yochanan's two deeds. There's one small nuance of difference. And if you're textually sensitive to, I'll give you a hint, to this letter, you may see something unbelievable. Watch what Rabbi Yochanan does here. Rabbi Yochanan has two dinim here. Take a look. Read, and you got to read carefully. Where is Rabbi Yochanan? You got it? What's the letter? You need a Gemara. What letter? What? I'm looking for a letter. You got one out of 22 chances. What is it? Correct. Why is the bet so good? Explain. Watch carefully. Go to Rabbi Yochanan's first day. First that line. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, ta'av lo isfal arvis misfalo bishachris shtayim. What does that mean? Bishachris. What does that mean? You daven it in the time slot of shachris twice. Because it's bishachris. And if you miss shachris, you daven bimincha shtayim. But if you miss mincha, look at his next in. Five lines up from the bottom. Tashma Amr Abu Namar Bar Yehud Amr Yitzchak Rav Yochanan Tavlos Bal Mincha Mispalel what? Arvis Shtayim. You're not davening Be Arvis Shtayim. Why did Rav Yochanan author the second statement without debate? The answer is what? Because it's not the same tefillah in a new time slot. That would be you miss Ma'ariv daven Bishachris. It's because it's a new tefillah. It's a separate din. It's a din chadash. And therefore, I understand A, the Bahash, B, why Rav Yochanan split his din in half. I understand the brilliance of the Gemara's kasha, and I understand the small little base, which no one would have noticed. Everything works out perfectly according to the Bahash. And sometimes it's worthwhile to recognize there's a great hakira. One side is this, and one side is that. It's one of the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rashi versus the Rashba, and machlokas, the Rashash versus the Tzlach, and the Prima Gadim versus the Maharil, and 2 days, the Rabbi Yonah, and the machlokas, a mamish machlokas, and up the wazoo. And sometimes you put them both together, and you see just like tremendous chidushim, and almost every textual problem is Gemara is answered with this unbelievable chidush. Quickly on the question, I want to touch on Chazara quickly, but, you know, quickly, yeah, who has, yeah, what do you got? Hey.
I that
no, if you miss Mariv, you daven b'shachris. If you miss Shach, you daven b'mincha, new halacha. If you miss the end of the day, if you miss mincha, you daven arvis shtayim.
So what is that chakras? Chakras, you
that's what it does say. You can daven b'mincha shtayim. You're davening it's tefillah shachris b'mincha. It is. That's just one time slot. Just by chance. Ad sof hayom means vayer vayboker. By shkia. You hear that? One second. It comes out an unbelievable halach if this is really true. In terms of the Ma'ariv Rishos Gid, remember that little machlokas, the Rashash, the Tzlach? It comes out a few of these things going to work out. The Nafkiminis are going to be dependent on the situation. If you miss Ma'ariv, if you miss Mincha, and then you dive in two Ma'arivs, according to this, they're both Rishoses. However, if you miss Ma'ariv, and you dive in two Shachrises, only one's Rishos. A lot of Nafkiminis, you have to work out all the Nafkiminis according to this stuff. But, quickly, one, two, and I got to start the Chazara. Three, quickly, one. I'm not sure, what? If you can do it even the next time slot, two times slot, three times slot, four times slot later. Yeah, I could imagine that. I could imagine it being no endpoint, or I could imagine it being at Sof Hayom, and the Bahags. Lachora read the Gemara is even better, but I could have Misvara could have seen either way. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you miss Shabbos Mincha, would you say to Gemara?
It's actually the Farish Gemara. The Gemara itself is says you only do it in the second one. Why is that so clear? But it's a little bit different because Atachan Atanu may not be an integral part of Shmoneh Esrei, but maybe a bonus about finishing Shabbos. You follow that? Yeah. Right? My shot's much better than that. Okay.